Hello, this is Lisa Russick and Misty Lore with the podcast We're All Psychic. And today we have a really awesome, mysterious guest who I've now just met for the first time named Tom. Tom, would you like to say hello?
Hi, thank you for the invite, Misty.
Thank you for
Lisa,
coming on
Tom
the show.
Palladino.
Tom Palladino, do you think we're all psychic?
Of course.
Of course. Of course. Why do you think that?
Well, that's a gift from God. It's a communication system. That's what a psychic ability is, and everybody has that. And yes, it is suppressed, sadly, for many people, but yes, everybody is psychic.
Why do you think it is suppressed?
I agree.
Well, I think in many ways we've suppressed that gift. We don't recognize that gift. You know, why is it that some people will live with this awareness and make that a part of their fabric of life, and others are not even aware of it or discount it entirely? Well, it really comes down to education and acceptance. But what is a psychic event? It's communication with God. If you're able to communicate with this, what I would consider this infinite information field, that has to come from God. So everybody, yes, is psychic. Now, some people can hone in on that gift. Some people can have a better understanding of that, but let's explore that over the next few minutes.
I'd love to. Yeah, I'd love to ask. Where did you always feel this way, or did you come about it?
I've always felt this way. You know, I come from a Christian background. A lot of people call that a psychic awareness. In many ways, it's a spiritual awareness.
Uh huh.
Many people that I know that are spiritually inclined, or consider themselves to be spiritual, accept that type of psychic behavior or that type of intuition. Some people call it the gift of wisdom or infused knowledge. No, this is very much a part of our lives. And when people realize that, and I believe it's directly attributable to God, then you'll accept that. You will see that there's much more than what you can learn in a classroom. God is constantly instructing us.
In mm-hmm. our gut, yeah. So, Tom, what advice do you have? Apparently, you know, you're here for a reason. You know some ways to help people open up to this. So, like, what kind of methods have you learned or, you know, developed yourself to,
you know, as a Christian, I would call those the gifts of the Holy Spirit. As a scientist, I would call that scalar energy, or what I'm working with is zero point energy. So what am I getting at? Well, there's a vast, infinite information system. And what I've defined as a scientist, known as scalar energy, somebody who's spiritual would define that as psychic ability. A Christian would describe that as the presence of the Holy Spirit. Somebody who doesn't necessarily have a religious leaning might call that a hunch or intuition or consciousness. Now, in many ways, all of those terms are synonymous. It refers to an infinite source of information, an infinite holographic universe in which all communication is instantaneous. It has to be an infinite source of information that is at our beck and call. Some people recognize that, some people do not recognize that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is like an information field out of time. There is no time with it. Some people call this the Akashic Records. They may refer to it as that. Yes, and some people will say it's divine. It's just the divine. It is God's knowledge and just the knowledge we're all offered. In any case, it's, you know, everyone I've ever heard speak of this has called it the knowledge we're all offered, you know, at the root of whatever name they want for it. So it's just that's like being able to use any of these abilities is gaining the knowledge, and you can get it. It's like it's there.
And naming it whatever you want, right? There's so many names, you know, it can be named whatever you want it to be.
Yeah.
I agree. The Akashic Record is another name which describes that infinite information field. Why is this important? Well, let's face it. Look how laborious it is to study. you start in preschool or kindergarten, and all the way through throughout high school and college and graduate school. Well, isn't there an easier way? It's called the Akashic Record. It's infused wisdom. I think that's a lot easier.
Yeah, I would agree with you. That seemed like an easier way to get information than, you know, but some people, they haven't been raised that way or to think that that's a possibility as an educational tool, for example. So how would you implement it as an educational tool?
I'll give you an example. I remember the story of this gentleman, Lawrence Peak. Now, he was the character that the movie Rain Man was modeled after. Lawrence Peak, he was a savant. Now this man, Lawrence Peak, had the Akashic Record ability. What do I mean? He can memorize a book. He can read a book, memorize it from cover to cover. How do you do that? Well, you do that because it's the gift, the Akashic Record, or it's a gift from God. This man, Lawrence Peak, was able to read two pages of a book simultaneously. The left-hand side of the book with his left eye and the right-hand side of the book with his right eye. How do you do that? That's the information system. That's the Akashic Record. That's the gift of the Holy Spirit. Lawrence Peak, this savant, was able to pick out the day of the week that a specific event would take place. 100 years passed, 200 years passed. Now, if you asked him, What day of the week was the Declaration of Independence written on? He could tell you in a flash. So he had, you know, they call that calendar date recognition. What's my point? How is it that you can pick out a day of the week and know that in a flash as to when a specific event took place in the past?
Yeah.
It's all part of the Akashic Record, the mind of God, the presence of the Holy Spirit. So, if this man, Lawrence Peak, had that gift, everybody has that ability.
I agree.
Everybody can memorize a book from cover to cover.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, Misty, I know you have some questions.
Well, what exactly is it that you do?
I work with scientific instruments. They're known as scalar energy instruments, and these instruments access the Akashic Record.
Wow.
I do not work with electricity. I work with the Akashic Record, or what people call now scalar energy, zero point energy. Okay. So I've developed scalar energy instruments, which are Akashic Record instruments or zero point energy instruments. I'm no longer working in the dimension of electromagnetic energy. I'm working in the dimension of scalar energy. It's a different model. It's a different paradigm.
So how do you do that?
By way of instrumentation. It was first promulgated by Nikola Tesla. He was the first scientist to access that other dimension. There are two dimensions. Mm-hmm. And what people call the 3D dimension, the electromagnetic dimension, is valid. But there's something much more subtle, something much more superior. Far superior to that of the electricity and magnetism, which is zero point energy or the Akashic Record. So mm-hmm. I have instruments that access this Akashic Record, that access this infinite mind of God.
Now, how does it work? Do you interpret it, or does it just like, what is it? Like, how does these things work?
They're engineered instruments. These are instruments that can capture this, what I call the infinite energy of the stars. The stars give off this Akashic energy, or this what we call life force energy. And my instruments pick up this star energy. It's not electricity.
Yeah. Like,
play the instruments, and then that's when it comes to you.
It's actually all a scientific process. It's not my psychic ability. I have developed what I would consider the analog of a psychic event. My instrument is the analog of a psychic mind.
That's a beautiful analogy. I love that so much. So what have you learned there? What have you learned with your instrumentation? What have you learned in the Akashic?
It's infinite. It's infinite.
Well, what about your experience?
What have you learned?
What is your experience? For yourself, you know? I mean, did that, you have a like an epiphany, or I mean,
that there is a God and he has an infinite mind. And when we're working with scalar energy or the Akashic record, we realize the infinite potential. The infinite potential.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So were you able to get into your records then, obviously, and see? Okay, so I've had something like that done before, where someone was actually able to bring me to my Akashic records, you know, and I'm sure it's different from what you experienced because, you know, we all do it different ways. But she was able to tell me a lot of things about like my past, as in past lives and things that have happened up till now, and what would be good for me and what wouldn't. Is that kind of what you experienced too?
Yes, yes. Many people who sign up for our program tell us that after a few days of a scalar energy session, that their thinking is much clearer, or they can recall events, or that their dream state is enhanced.
Yeah.
Well, that in some ways is empowering them, or at least exciting their psychic ability, allowing them to once again train themselves within the Akashic record to go into a deep dream state, to find their way into that communication with God.
Mm-hmm.
It's so important.
Yeah,
so
that is
just
amazing.
Do you think that we can do that through a dream state, you know, like by ourselves at home?
That's what I think a dream state is. In many ways, a deep dream state is a deep Akashic reckoning.
Something that really stood out to me, Tom, at the very beginning, is you said that the psychic energy, or the energy basically, is communication. And I can't agree with you more. I really agree with you. That's the basic root of it. It's a way to communicate. And, you know, just saying what communicating what they're saying through tools. I mean, I just think that's just like the greatest, you know. And and going back to what you said about stars, you know, you're using the stars energy, or does this have to do with the way maybe astrology works, you know? Does that
that's a good point. Now I'll say this about astrology. If we try and read the stars, what is a star? It's a center point of scalar energy. In other words, what powers now, what powers a star? It's Akashic energy or scalar energy. So every star is a center point of an Akashic mind, the Akashic record. Now, with that in mind, yes, stars allow us to look into the future because the Akashic record is past, present, and future. So is there a science behind astrology? Yes, because anything having to do with the scalar energy from the stars really taps into that information field. And the only problem I have with that is there are an infinite number of stars. So it's essentially impossible to understand how an infinite number of stars are going to affect us, and how to predict how an infinite number of stars are going to exactly download information to us. Do I think those stars predict the future? Of course. Can we really with certainty predict and understand how an infinite number of stars imparts knowledge? No. Only God can do that. Only God can do that. So, you know, are the stars predictive of the future? Yes. Yes. Can we understand an infinite number of stars? No.
Let's try, though. Let's try.
Yeah.
Why not? That's beautiful. I love that explanation. So if listeners would like to like learn about this, and you do offer listeners, he does offer to, you know, people listening a free trial. How can they find you? What's the name of your website?
What we do, we work with people first by way of their photograph. People will email us a photograph because your photograph captures your Akashic record or your scalar energy blueprint. So I work with photographs. I don't work with people. And people will email us their photograph, and I'll work with them for 15 days, and I'll balance their Akashic record of their seven meridians. We're able to locate and eradicate germs, pathogens. We're also able to deliver nutrients all through this Akashic record, all through this communication of God. So in order to introduce this new science, we offer 15 days of free sessions to anybody in the world. And the way we communicate with you is through your force field or your Akashic record on a photograph. So I would encourage your audience, go to our website, scalarlight.com, and read a few articles. And then if that makes sense to you, send us your photograph.
That's interesting. That's
so cool.
Yeah, that's very interesting. You know, I might give that a try myself. I'm very curious.
Me too.
I would like to see these instruments. Too. That's really neat. So do you have any advice for people like who may be skeptical of a new science like this, like calling, claiming like a science out of energy work? I mean, it's pretty bold. A lot of people are doing it, though, and they're putting them together.
Yes,
what advice do you have to people who want to come out there with a new science and talk about it?
There is no division between religion and science.
I agree.
It's the same. Mm-hmm. It's the same.
Me too.
Religion, a spirituality, maybe. Religion, science, yeah.
It's the truth. Now, if religion, if you look at a particular religious aspect and it's true, well, then it's true. If you look at a scientific law,
law
is accurate and it's valid, then it's true. So the truth is the truth. And science is the truth and religion is the truth. So right. There is no division. And actually, it's just a different way of looking at reality. Reality is the truth.
I guess the division comes in when people want to be just arguing.
Yeah.
They just want to fight. They just want to fight. Well, thank you so much, Tom. I really appreciate it. I'd also like to thank our sponsor, Everclear. Everclear is an advice app where you can get advice from psychics and empaths so you can create the life you deserve. And Misty, thank you. And Tom, this is really awesome. I'm really excited to share this. I'll put your information in. Listeners' information will be in the podcast description so you can get that 15 days if you want to try it out. I think I will because that was really interesting.
I do too. Yeah. We'll let you know how it goes.
And you have really, like a lot of really great things you've said here I'll have to process and think about and probably listen to this a few times. But thank you so much again. And
yes, thank you.
Thank you, listeners. Thank you, listeners, for listening, as always. And everybody have a wonderful evening, night, day, morning. Morning again, later in the morning. Misty up at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday kind of day.
Yes.
Thank you.
And goodbye.